Continued to work around the clock to successfully execute rescue missions of individuals, as well as a lot of pets on the West Coast, as well as from the destruction from the tornadoes in other parts of the state.
New data showing inflation at the wholesale level holding steady for now. The producer price index did not increase from August to September and saw a year-to-year growth of only 1.8%. Stocks are up heading into closing bell. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin prisons are no longer accepting donations of used books. That's because secondhand books are used to smuggle drugs behind bars. The move has its critics. A nonprofit called Wisconsin Books to Prisoners says the decision limits inmates' access to information and does nothing about other ways prisoners get a hold of drugs. More pollution from farms and livestock operations is flowing down the Mississippi River Basin than ever before. Alicia Vasto of the Iowa Environmental Council says cleanup efforts need a lot more urgency.
Without that, I think we're kind of rudderless in the ways that we're trying to address pollution in the Mississippi River and the Gulf.
Midwestern groups are pushing for a pollution quota system similar to a successful program protecting the Chesapeake Bay. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin-Stout has received grant funding through the Department of Defense to help improve cybersecurity for smaller businesses that contract with the DoD. According to a press release, the nearly $125,000 grant will allow students and researchers at the university to use artificial intelligence to help the businesses guard against cybersecurity threats. The project will be a core part of the curriculum for cybersecurity students at the university, which has become a national leader in cybersecurity. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced $50 million of funding through the State Building Commission for projects across the state. Among the funded projects are several in western Wisconsin, including the Barron County Historical Society's Pioneer Village Museum, Western Wisconsin Health's Saving Rural Obstetrics Program, and for the renovation of the Lee and Mary Marquardt Center at the Boys and Girls Club of the Greater Chippewa Valley. A full list of the projects and the allocated funding is available online. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks and the Lakers put on a show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it was just a preseason game, but the Bucks and the Lakers faced off at Fiserv Forum. Giannis against LeBron. Giannis with 20 points in 20 minutes of playing time. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Giannis got out running, and then the starters came back in and kept playing well. You need that sometimes, and I thought that happened.
The Lakers held on to win 107-102. NFL, the Packers had to place tight end Luke Musgrave to IR due to a lingering ankle injury. The team signed Falcons tight end John Fitzpatrick off Atlanta's practice squad. College football, the Badgers play Rutgers tomorrow in New Jersey at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell says the younger players now will bode well for the future.
This is what it takes to continue to build a program. You know, it doesn't always happen that way. Guys go down and guys don't take advantage of their opportunities. So there's some really good situations for young guys. I think that'll bode really well for us in the stretch.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar located on Cedar Street serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
As the Packers get ready for Sunday's matchup against Arizona, they had to make a roster move yesterday, placing tight end Luke Musgrave on injured reserve and signing tight end John Fitzpatrick off of Atlanta's practice squad. I'm Bill Scott. Musgrave must miss 4 weeks, but is eligible to return yet this season. season. Arizona's offense is loaded with weapons, from running back James Conner to quarterback Kyler Murray, and now add in the team's top pick in the most recent draft, Marvin Harrison Jr., who already has 17 catches for 279 yards and 4 touchdowns. Packers coach Matt LaFleur:
you know, I think he's just a long, physical receiver that is capable of making great plays down the field. I think what's scary is he's still learning the NFL game.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Jordan Love's 53-yard pass to Jaden Reed was fun to watch, but Love said he received a zero grade from quarterbacks coach Tom Clements for throwing into triple coverage.
Not a great decision. It worked out, but you can't, you know, rely on that working out all the time.
So given the conclusion, would he make that pass attempt again?
No, I wouldn't. I would not, but I'm like I said, I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown on Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Fall is going to kick in a big way here this weekend. Today, sunny, a little breezy, especially this morning. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles. 59 by Sunday, showers with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
98 Q Country.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back. And when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick.
Something like that from Tim McGraw here on 98Q Country. You just heard the Packers Title Town Report brought to you three times a day from Jack's Corner Bar, 6 a.m., 9 a.m., and 3 p.m. here on 98Q. I'll be talking Packers after 4. In 10 minutes, it's Katkins Animal Rescue Pet of the Week. In 10 seconds, here's Sam Hunt, Break Up in a Small Town.
I knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party. She'd show up and I'd be walking up. Across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up, she'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxima with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. But we pay at the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. But we just needed some time. She could get on with her life, and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along. Small town. For a while, I guess they were keeping it low key. But now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together. And it's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone, but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along. In a small town. Her mailbox is 7 minutes from mine, and I drive into town sometimes, and I see her sitting there with him. And I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna say that guy, but I can't, it's my fault. And I let her go, I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets and so many lights, I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio. Up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea pecan pie, homemade wine. where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. God for my life, and for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morn till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. Wash up in Austin. Hell of a bluff, you had me believing. How many months did you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits. You go back, go bash. I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the way
morning, afternoon.
Gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Makes the afternoon fly by.
Today's best country. All afternoon.
98Q Country.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. Set our vows under that old pine tree. You ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
That's Diamond Rio on 98Q Country with Meet in the Middle, following Dasha with Austin. Still looking forward to see what's coming next from Dasha. What's coming next on 98Q Country, though, is the Catkins Animal Rescue Pet of the Week. Of course, if you haven't heard by now, Catkins is in the middle of some pretty incredible fundraising efforts. Jordan's Way and Lena Palooza helped them raise over 50 grand this past weekend. You can find details about that on Facebook, both under Catkins pages and under the Jordan's Way pages or the Lena's pages. All of them heavily involved. And of course, we'll be having a 12-hour broadcast marathon here on 98Q Country later this month. That's October the 25th. Put it in your calendar, and that'll be all part of helping Catkins Animal Rescue expand their facilities and help them offer more services to more adorable, adoptable animals like Scarlet, this week's Pet of the Week from Catkins. She's a 5-month-old tortie kitten with a sweet disposition, and I love that they wrote this here. Catkins sends us a little blurb about the Pet of the Week each week, and it's not every week that they say a particular animal has a particular disposition. They don't just throw these terms around. So when Catkins says that Scarlet has a sweet disposition, she's probably an angel. She's very cat-friendly by their description and would enjoy a home that isn't too loud or active. But she does enjoy the company of humans, loves her treats, loves being loved on, and she may do well with a cat-friendly, gentle dog. So not too crazy, just some slight limitations. Scarlet is fully vetted and ready for a new home. To adopt this pretty girl, find her on catkinsanimalrescue.org, submit an application. Catkins will get a hold of you and help you through the process. One of the many amazing things they do at Catkins Animal Rescue, That's KatkinsAnimalRescue.org. In a little bit, we'll be taking a look at this day in history and asking ourselves what today is all about. More importantly, we'll answer that question, at least in the most ridiculous ways I could justify on this given day. Good reminder that not everything is so serious, especially mid-election cycle. I think we can all use that reminder. Yes, by the way, I am heavily caffeinated. Bear with me. I'll probably slow down a little bit by the 4 o'clock mark when I allow myself to talk Green Bay Packers football. Of course, they're taking on Arizona this Sunday. We've got the pregame show here on 98Q Country at 10 a.m. Kickoff is noon in Lambeau. That's days and days away, though. Let's talk about what's coming up next on 98Q. It's a check of the weather, of course, after a word from our local sponsors, and then more country music before we talk about this day in history. All this and more coming up on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM, your local civic media station.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So you can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000 mile warranty. We got some nice inventory. They're looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the
Absolutely.
Update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Pulls you up this fall and winter at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Join them Wednesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. for amazing specials. Dive into their Shrimp Palooza for just $15 on Wednesdays. Savor mouthwatering prime rib sandwiches on Thursdays. Indulge in a fantastic Friday fish fight featuring perch, walleye, and stuffed flounder. Don't miss Saturday's prime rib and lobster. Book your fall weddings, holiday gatherings, and business Christmas parties now at 715-762-4447. Please check their Facebook for special events. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
It's time to shift seasons in style at Macy's Fab Fall Sale. Save on all the things you can't wait to wear, like shoe and boot specials 30 to 40% off, and coats for your crew 30 to 60% off. Plus, elevate your tabletop with hosting essentials from Gottinger, The Cellar, Thirsty Stone, and more 50% off. Even better, take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Fall Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from October 11th through the 21st. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Fall is going to kick in a big way here this weekend. Today, sunny, a little breezy, especially this morning. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles. 59 by Sunday, showers with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
98Q Country.
look so pretty when the makeup on. You should hear her talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes really drive me crazy. You should see a smile when she holds a baby. I can honestly say that she saved me. My girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Wind is down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Every night when she goes to bed, she hits her knees and bows her head. Thanks the Lord for another day. I just thank him for my girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl.
Country.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when her prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming, it was only just a matter of time. Plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. Was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, and that was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and racking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? A little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman, now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn, nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, a smooth talking son of a gun, or such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course she can't fence time, and you can't stop love. Step and walk away. Our little was a little past nine when her prince pulled up. A white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
AQ Country.
I yielded and asked if you I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink fur dice. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
The afternoon show is on.
Yeah!
Get up.
98 Q Country.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. So I went for a drive to clear my mind. Ended up at a Shell on I-65. She was wrong. I was calling number five on the radio station. Won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. Deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains, it pours. When she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical reason. On the first ring when I gave her a call. And I only spent $5 at the Moose Club raffle. One a used four-wheeler and three free passes for me and two of my buddies to play around a golf. And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother. Started on the day that she walked out.
the scratch off tick. Bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number 5 on the radio station, 104.3 night beach vacation. Deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex future.
Most of the time, I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. The truth about a mirror is that a damned old mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines, and it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
George Strait here on 98Q Country with Troubadour. We're coming up on 4 o'clock. That means time to take a look at what today is all about and take a look back at this day in history, mostly because I find history pretty fun if you ignore most of it and leave all the serious stuff to the side. Take a peek at just interesting points of the past, things that would have been news 80 years ago and happen all the time today. For example, the first example, 1963, the 11th of October, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, the iconic Twilight Zone episode featuring William Shatner, aired for the first time. That iconic line, there's someone on the wing, there's something on the wing, there's something out there. There's like actually 4 or 5 different lines that are pretty frequently quoted. 1975, here's a fun one, Saturday Night Live premieres on NBC for the first time. George Carlin was the host. The cast featured Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, Chevy Chase, Gilda Radner, and others, all introduced by the legendary broadcaster Don Pardo. He actually introduced them on the very first broadcast and did so all the way until he passed in the later, I think it was about 2014 or so, we lost Don. So pretty quick look at this day in history. And then I also like to talk about what today is all about. The ridiculous celebrations, dedications. Most days have some sort of Independence Day or other serious topic associated with them. I deliberately avoid them. If you're ever wondering why XYZ didn't show up on this one, first of all, thank you for listening and caring that much. Second of all, I'm not qualified to speak on serious topics. I'm no more informed than the average Joe, but that still is plenty of wit to bring you things like Sausage Pizza Day. I think I'm qualified to talk about that one. I think I consider myself qualified, though I don't know much about making them. I know a lot about sausage pizza. It's also Vet Nurse Day, veterinarian nurses, an underrated aspect. Vet techs, vet nurses. I think vet techs probably have their own day, but I think it's fair that they both share their 2 days because both of them are critically underappreciated when it comes to the needs of veterinarians and the animals they take care of. Finally, it's World Egg Day. Eggs as a food, like chicken eggs for the most part, but also quail, ostrich, and other edible eggs, or eggs that are eaten. Most eggs are edible, frankly, and they make up a key part of the world's staple foods. So they get a day. That might be the most normal one I've included. It felt kind of silly, so I threw it on there. I thought, Egg Day, what does that mean? There's some material there. I guess I'm just a B-tier comedian when it comes to things like World Egg Day. Oh well, at least you have been made aware, and at least I get to stop talking about this and bring you some country music. No, I do that literally because I enjoy it and for no other reason, so don't worry about that. But do listen to some country music coming up next on 98Q Country. Cole Swindell after this.
Keeping our schools safe is everyone's job. Always report suspicious activity, follow emergency procedures, and look out for one another. Together we can create a secure learning environment for our kids. Safety starts with you. This message is sponsored by D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics gold medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
98Q Country.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. tells California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. No, I was raising my glass up for her and saw her smiling at me. Like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing Heads, Carolina, tails, California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy,